Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of the latest in tech. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of ones and zeros.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're shouting at your speakers. Today, we're stepping into the gaming realm, specifically the Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition's latest patch. It's a journey through stability, balance, and the legacy of a game that refuses to bow down to time.
Absolutely, Jamie. This game is a classic, first storming onto our PCs in 1999, and here we are in 2025, still talking about it. The latest update, 1Fate041, is a testament to Forgotten Empires and Xbox Game Studios' dedication to this digital classic.
It's like they've given the game a spa day. A bit of nip here, a tuck there, and voila, Age of Empires 2 is ready for the red carpet again. But Alex, what's the big deal about this patch?
Great question. This update is all about the unsung heroes of game development: stability improvements, performance optimizations, and gameplay fixes. These are the kinds of updates that might not make flashy headlines, but are crucial for a seamless gaming experience.
So we're talking Ninja updates, silent but deadly. I mean, in a good way, right?
Exactly, Jamie. For instance, they've tackled memory management crashes, especially the annoying ones when you're placing buildings. And for those using the Microsoft Store version, no more loading screen crashes.
Ah, nothing like building your empire without the fear of crashing down. Literally. What about the gameplay itself?
They've continued fine-tuning civilization bonuses and unit costs, aiming for competitive parity. Even the AI got a bit smarter, with improvements to its late-game performance and pathfinding.
Smart AI, eh? I guess my tactic of building a million walls might not work anymore. But what about the modding community? Any love for them in this patch?
Definitely. The update has expanded the script API for map triggers, making it easier for modders to bring their creative scenarios to life. They've also fixed some crashes when importing older custom scenarios.
Sounds like a solid update. But Alex, why does all of this matter? Why not just release a new game?
That's the heart of it, Jamie. Age of Empires 2 isn't just a game, it's a piece of history. This patch is about preserving the essence of the original while ensuring it can run on modern systems. It's a balance between legacy and modernization, like restoring a vintage car, but making sure it can still zip down the highway.
I love that analogy. Keeping the soul of the game while ensuring it doesn't fall apart when you rev the engine. And you mentioned something about the community's role.
Right. The community around Age of Empires 2 is incredibly active. Their feedback directly influences updates like this. It's a game that's evolved with its players, and that's something truly special.
It's like having a conversation with history, in a way. Before we wrap up, did you mention something about using Python to monitor performance?
Ah, yes. A bit of a technical tidbit for our coder listeners. Essentially, it's a simple script to monitor CPU and memory usage of the game, giving a hands-on way to see the improvements from the update.
So, for those of us who geek out over numbers, it's a neat experiment to try at home.
Precisely. And looking ahead, Forgotten Empires hints at more updates, continuing to unify PC and console experiences and expanding modding capabilities. It's clear Age of Empires 2 DE will remain a living legend for years to come.
Amazing how a game can keep evolving without losing what made it special in the first place. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the latest Age of Empires 2 patch as much as we have. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world.
Stay nerdy, folks, and see you in the next episode.